Across the state, politics, agriculture, sports, and the issues shaping your community. No fluff, no spin, just clear, timely reporting from journalists who live here. Stay informed wherever you are. Radio Iowa, news for Iowa from Iowa. Find Radio Iowa on social media or at radioiowa.com.
We are all for first-time guests and longtime friends. All for First Light and Starlight. For road trips and trail runs. All for mountaintops and monuments. River bends and battlefields. We're all for showing up and giving back. To protect, to preserve, to pass it on. All parks depend on us. And we're all for parks. Join us at nationalparks.org/allforparks.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's 19 minutes now past the hour of 6 o'clock here at our studios. We are at 71 degrees, and I'm joined, as I've been telling you. We're going to talk about the Emerson Days Parade, Emerson Days. Stephanie Miller, good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
What's the most exciting thing going on today for you, Stephanie?
Work. Work is always exciting. I never know what's going to happen.
Just take it day by day. Day by day. All right. Very good. And Linda Parker. Linda, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Thank you.
Nice to see you. Most exciting thing you're doing today is what?
This.
Oh, well, yes, ma'am. You get a cup of coffee when you leave for work.
That was a good answer.
There you go. So we're going to talk a little bit about Emerson Days, the Emerson Days Parade in particular, but this has been going on for a long time.
Yes, we are at 97 years this
97 years. What's your role? What's your role in this, Stephanie? Let's start with you.
I'm pretty much parade coordinator, helping with the parade lineup, announcing, just getting things squared away for that part of it.
Yes. How long have you been helping with Emerson Days?
This will be my fourth year.
Okay.
I was part of the Emerson Community Club for the last 3 years, and we had a phenomenal group of people. If there's one thing I can take away from that is that they really knew how to get it done.
Okay.
You know, we had Ann and Gary Christensen, Peggy and Marlon Gage, Teresa and Jim Carney, and Connie Frank. And they taught me so much, and it was just such a tight group. Unfortunately, Emerson Community Club was dissolved earlier this year, and Emerson Days was in jeopardy of not happening.
Okay. I want to talk about that in just a second. So what's your role, Linda, with Emerson Days? You've been involved for a few years with Emerson Days.
I've been at Emerson probably about 8-9 years.
Okay.
And I'm a judge to do the parade, the parade.
All right. What takes judges to make things work? So absolutely. And again, after 97 years, you had to see a tradition like that come to an end. Mm-hmm. So with the community club being dissolved, I'd heard and that it was not going to occur. There was, but a group of people have come together and said, no, we're going to carry on this tradition, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we were. It just all came about. We were hoping that the city would take it over, and they chose not to. And so, it had gone out. Emerson Days was done. It was over. A couple of young people, Michaela Evans and Dylan Spencer, started spreading the word that they did not want it to end.
Mm-hmm.
They said, let's have a meeting.
Okay.
And this happened in July. They said, let's have a meeting. Let's see what we can come up with. But a group of private citizens got together. There's no group. There's no affiliation. Just a bunch of people who care about what's going on, and they want to keep the Emerson Days tradition alive.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I was impressed.
Yeah.
And I had talked with Dylan, and I said, hey, if you guys need some help, I will help you out. Let me know what you need. So here we are.
on this Wednesday morning. So and what we need is we're going to talk about it. You're going to organize it. So you've been involved with Emerson Days, so you kind of know that organization process and what it's like, and can carry on that tradition. Well, let's talk about the bottom line to answer that question is Emerson Days is going to occur. It will take place September 12th and 13th.
Yes, sir.
It will happen?
Mm-hmm. It will happen.
Put that on your calendar and let's mark it down. Now, tell me what's going on. I want you to walk me through the schedule of events starting Saturday.
Okay.
The 12th, right?
So, the parade is going to start at a different time this year. It's going to start at 2 p.m.
Okay.
What we are at, we are going to have food vendors set up. We're going to have craft vendors set up, hopefully farmers market vendors. We ask that everyone, all of the vendors, start setting up about 12:30 that day.
Yeah.
And then for parade lineup, that's going to start at 1. We ask that everyone use the 410th Street entrance. That turns into King Street as you enter the city limits. That is the road that is next to the shortstop, the gas, the convenience store gas station that's there on 59. We will have people set up at the corner of Bradford and King to direct either going down and setting vendors going down and setting up on Morton, or a parade route going down Bradford to Bartlett. Last year, you know, it's kind of been nice to get a program set up with this. Last year was complete chaos. It was great. It was fantastic. It was wonderful. It was stressful. So this year, we, you know, we have this set up. Hopefully it makes the flow easy, because there will be barricades set up around town to block off areas.
What time can people start lining up for the parade?
1 o'clock.
Okay. Yes. Do you need to register prior to that, or just show up?
Just show up.
Okay.
And please, people, come out, support the fact that we are having Emerson Days, be in the parade. You know, we'll have goodie bags for the kids that Melody Stevens of the Emerson Library are helping. She's helping to put together, and Melissa Mount is helping with that. She has been fabulous with coordinating things and making sure that everybody communicates and stays on the same page.
Okay. So the parade lineup at 1, parade's at 2.
Yes.
And then are there other activities? You mentioned food trucks. So, you know, I can get behind a food truck. I'm a food truck fan. But are there other activities? Linda, tell me what else is going on.
Yeah, I think they're having some things down in the park afterwards for the kids, some horses.
We'll have pony rides.
Okay.
All of that starts at 3.
Yeah.
So after the parade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then anything else taking place on that Saturday? Pony rides, stuff in the park? And
I don't remember what we've all got.
Okay.
2 p.m. is the parade, Kitty's parade, and 3 o'clock we have a three-on-three baseball.
Basketball tournament.
Basketball
tournament. Okay. Where will that be at? Do you know?
That's at the park, too.
Okay,
we
all
have
right.
a brand-new basketball court refixed and all ready to go to.
Okay.
Kids use it quite a little bit.
All righty.
Duck race.
That's at 4.
At 4.
Now, how does the duck race work? Tell me about that. Is it?
I don't know too much.
Are these actual ducks, or is
no, these?
No,
these are rubber ducks.
Yeah, they're little rubber ducks.
That's
they,
the Emerson.
They pump the water and then they race it.
The Emerson Fire Association is doing that.
Okay.
They are putting that on, and that's going to be interesting. I haven't seen how they do these duck races, so I'm kind of curious about how we're going to do that. Talking about the 3-on-3 basketball tournament and the sport court that is new. There's also a rubber mulch project that was done in the park to really, it looks beautiful. And Emerson Improvement Organization was behind both of those projects this year. Those were just done this spring and this summer. It really makes the park look really, really nice.
It makes it really look nice.
Okay. So you have the 3-on-3 that starts at 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy to remember. 3-on-3 at 3.
4 o'clock is the duck race.
Yep. And then what else do you have, Linda?
And then 4:30 is the cornhole tournament.
Okay. Now, do I need to pre-register for any of this stuff, or just show up the day of?
Just show up and come on in and enjoy.
Okay.
We'll have it as easy as we possibly can.
Yeah.
We'll have people around that will direct vendors on where to set up, on what's going to be going on, and hopefully, you know, it's just, let's just be a community and let's just share and let's just have a really good time.
And so you have a lot of, looks to me like a lot of games and activities that will take place.
Yes.
All in the park, is that correct?
Yes.
Everything
yes.
kind of centers around the park.
It does.
You have the parade and then all the activities that take
this
place.
This park just really fixed up now with the basketball court and all that kind of stuff.
So what if I go through all of that, Linda, but I'm not ready to call it an evening just yet on Saturday? What else do you have going on Saturday evening?
6 to 7, we have Saturday, we have a foam party.
The kids are going to love that. So bring the kids out for the.
You going to participate in that, Stephanie?
I might. Are you going to actually might? That I think that would be. I think it would be.
I think Linda. I can tell that Linda is going to be right in the middle
no,
of that foam party.
Probably not.
I can see it on your face, Linda, right in the middle of the foam party.
Boy, they're watching.
There you go. They're popular.
They are. Oh, wow. They really are this year, and I was so excited when we could round out the evening with that.
Yeah.
You know, and during the afternoon, Dirty John, which is the Stevens band, they will be performing live music in the park as well.
Okay.
So between, you know, and we will also have a tractor show, the Indian Creek Museum, and the guys associated with that will have the tractors in the parade, and then they will line up along the park and have a tractor show. The live music, food trucks, vendors will have a bake sale, cake walk. Those are put on by City Light Church. There's a dunk tank that Tom and Peggy Hill donated. Because of the fact that we don't have an organization and it's a lot of private citizens that have come together to do this, you know, as far as we've had a lot of the donations, these citizens are paying the vendors directly.
Okay.
And that is how... And thanks to them, that is how we are able to put this on.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a pretty big deal too. You know,
absolutely
trying to figure out how to do that, and that was the easiest way to go about it.
Okay.
And so, you know, Melissa Mount and Paul Heitman, Tom and Peggy Hill, Linda Parker, myself, Michaela Evans, Dylan Spencer, Bonnie Stevens. We just, you know, there are a lot of sponsors. Richards and Son Agri Supply, you know, they volunteered their extra lot for carryover, you know, and it's all gestures like that that help to make this possible.
I mean, it really is just everyone coming together and making it work, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's what it sounds like. So are there other activities for just not too long ago, not even know if this is going to occur, you've pulled together a lot of activities on Saturday. My goodness.
A lot has come about. You know, we're going to have carnival games for the kids. There'll be face painting. I believe there's going to be a henna artist as well. I know the YMCA here in town has donated a giant Jenga and a Connect Four games for the kids, which I think they're really going to love.
Yeah.
There'll be Smash a Car, which I've never smashed a car, but...
Yeah, there's a lot of them that have done that, and that's fun.
So what do you do with Smash a Car? I mean,
it's just an old car that they take a hammer to and beat it up.
Oh, you literally smash the car?
They literally smash a car, I'm looking forward to seeing that.
There you go. Okay. So are there other activities that take place Saturday?
I think that's pretty much going to round up everything for Saturday. I think that hopefully that'll wear out the kids.
I mean, that'll fill the day for sure. Okay, Stephanie Miller with me and Linda Parker talking about Emerson Days, the parade and activities that will take place September 12th and 13th. Let's talk about the 13th because this is a two-day event. What's going on the 13th?
Sunday
the 13th. Okay.
And pancake feed. Right?
Yes.
The firemen are doing a pancake feed besides.
Okay.
And that's a longstanding tradition, and they...
Will that be at the fire station? Where will that be?
It will be at the fire station. They have agreed to do that again and keep that going, which that was, you know, so many people were like, well, is there a pancake feed? And it's like, everything, you know, everything was up in the air, but now it's been, you know, everything's solid, and yes, that will happen.
And what time does that start, the pancake feed?
11.
11 o'clock.
Oh, no, I think that's way earlier. Because church, 8 to 11. Because church starts at 10:30 in the park.
Okay, so the pancake feed, 8 until 11. Church starts at 10:30 in the park. Go have pancakes, go to church in the park.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right, and it's City Lights, is that
City
correct?
City Lights Church in Emerson is sponsoring that this year.
Now, will there be an opportunity for the pancake feed for some sort of donation?
Absolutely. Is it a free will donation?
Yeah.
Yes.
Be generous. I always like to say in those situations... Yeah. Be generous. Pay way more than you think it is than you should.
They worked hard to do it, and
it goes back to that organization.
Right.
So spend way, way more than you think you should on that.
Yeah. Yes.
So, all right. Very good.
So anyone that would like to come down and help out with a day Saturday, that would be great. I mean, we'll be set up in front of the community building.
So talk to me a little bit about that. What do I need to get in touch with you if I wanted to come volunteer? Are you full?
You can get it. We're never full. I don't think anyone's ever full of volunteers.
Okay.
You know, you can get in touch with one of us. you know, if you see us around beforehand, if you want to come that day, you know, we'll be there starting to set up at least by, I plan on being there by 11:30 to kind of help coordinate things. And if you want to come down and help and volunteer, I told Blair he's going to have to come and get a couple of his brawny work buddies and we can set up barricades. But it's just, you know, just come on out and have a good time. If you want to help out, great. But come out and support, and let's keep this thing going. I would love to see it go up to 100.
Yeah. 97 years.
Yeah.
You're 97.
97.
You're right there, Stephanie. Stephanie Miller with me and Linda Parker talking about Amherst Sundays that will be here September 12th and 13th. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
There you go. What about, how can people find out more? Do you have a some sort of social media website? Where can people find out more information?
On Facebook, Emerson Iowa Let's Talk. It's been posted on there. It's posted on the City of Emerson Facebook page as well.
Okay.
I'm getting ready to decorate the post office window with everything. There'll be a flyer there for information, hopefully next week. So that'll be up for a little while.
Okay.
Linda, what's the theme for this year's parade? And this year's Emerson Days.
Is that on here somewhere?
The theme?
Oh, yeah. Stars and Stripes, a small town parade, keeping tradition alive.
Well, that isn't that appropriate?
Yes.
Absolutely. So tell me that one more time, Linda. Stars
and Stripes. Let's see. Where was it at?
Yeah.
Stars and Stripes and small town pride, keeping traditions alive.
All right. Very good. That's the theme. How did you come up with that?
We were all sitting around talking about it, and then all of a sudden someone said that, and it just, it hit, it resonated, and
there you go. That's it. Done.
Yeah, it was just kind of about the last meeting we had, wasn't it?
So how, so this group of people that has come together, again, not part of any necessarily, you guys are just citizens that have come together and said, we want to keep this going.
Yes.
How often have you been meeting here? It's kind of, it's been pretty intense, hasn't it? I mean,
it
a lot of activity going on to get this pulled together.
We've had, you know, in July, we had three meetings. In August, we've had a couple just because, you know, it was like, okay.
A lot of organization.
Crunch time, let's get this done. And then, you know, meeting requirements that, that the city had, getting all of that together. Dylan Spencer was great with that. He is on the city council. So he was able to navigate that process for us. Like I said, everyone has come together and brought their talents in order to make this happen.
Very cool. Love to see it happening. That's kind of, are you excited? Are you ready for it?
So ready for it. And yes, excited. A little nervous because, you know, the day of, there's always that, that chaos that happens, but it's always a good, a really good energy.
Yeah, very good. And if, again, if people want to volunteer, help, whatever they can do, they can reach out to one of you individuals and say, you know,
either this, beforehand or day of,
you
know, and we will get you situated, but please come on down. Like I said, goodie bags for the kids, you know, the parade, Color Guard will start us off, the American Legion there that we have, like they always have, EMS, fire and EMS, we will have lined up on the east side of Morton along with the tractors. And, you know, it's just nice to have town and rural come together to make this make this happen.
I think it's great. These festivals and activities like this, to me, are what continue to kind of hold all of our small little communities together. And,
absolutely.
And they're so important. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Linda, what else do we need to touch on? What's the rest of your day hold today, Linda?
Not much.
Well, enjoy the day, I guess. Get ready to judge, right?
Yeah.
Oh, and also Jitsi with the Mills County Chamber.
Oh, yeah. Jitsi Loader.
Yes.
She the executive
is,
director
she is
of the Mills.
Our other judge for this year.
Yeah, that's right.
So the two of them will be judging together.
Oh, yeah. Jitsi will do a great job.
Yes. She's come to some meetings, and she has a lot of insight and a lot of information available. She's been great.
She's been a big help.
Yes.
And a lot of energy, too.
Absolutely. Yes, she does.
Yeah. So I love it. Stephanie, what else do we need to touch on that we haven't touched on?
I think we've pretty much covered everything. And, I will mention that the weekend after is the annual corn husking event at the Indian Creek Museum.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget the corn husking
event. That's on Saturday.
Yeah.
And EIO is providing the breakfast and lunch for that.
Okay. So you had a couple of big weekends coming up then.
I'm taking some vacation days. Yes, I am.
Very good. So what's the rest of your day? Are you working today, Stephanie?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the post office does not sleep.
Always,
so we keep
there.
Going.
Yes.
And if it doesn't rain, I'm going to mow because the grass won't quit growing.
Oh, my goodness. Is it just... It's just like on it's on hyperdrive this year. I just can't keep up.
Yeah, I know. So that's we'll see. You know, I'm almost kind of hoping it rains a little to get a little break, but I still got to get done.
There you go. Well, thanks so much for visiting with me. And again, I think it's really great that the tradition will continue. That is pretty remarkable and nice to see.
Thank you so much for having us on today.
And it's my pleasure. And if there's anything we can do, let me know. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for coming over. Appreciate it. Make it a great day.
Thank you.
Stephanie Miller and Linda Parker with me this morning. Again, the dates for the Emerson Days will be September 12th and 13th. So plan on going and enjoying and having a good time.
Everybody has their own idea about the type of tilling.